The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
The number of tourists visiting Vietnam continues to grow. In 2018 alone, the number of visitors was up by almost 2.7 million compared to the year before. German expat Nia Klatte from EXO Travel says that international publicity and easier access has helped to boost the numbers.
Vietnam has been promoted much more in international media recently. It's easier to travel here. There's visa exemptions for a lot of countries.
The numbers of international tourists visiting Vietnam has tripled in a decade, up from 5 million in 2010 to 15.5 million in 2018. The number of travelers from China and South Korea in particular are growing. With the influx of tourists has come a struggle to control environmental degradation. Pat Nguyen is the founder of Chainat.
When tourism develops like this, it brings many benefits to the local economy, including jobs and infrastructure development. However, there are also a few downsides, such as environmental issues.
Tourism is expected to rise in 2019 as Vietnam's economy continues to grow. VinFast debuted its first vehicle this week. The automaker is a subsidiary of Vietnam's largest private conglomerate, Vingroup, and has six automated factories in the northern city of Haiphong. Nguyen Viet Cong is the deputy chairman and director general of Vingroup.
In less than 72 hours, the first Vietnamese-branded cars will officially be driven on the streets of Vietnam.
The first VinFast car is a hatchback named Fadil, which is priced at approximately $16,900. The company says it also plans to produce a sedan, a sport utility vehicle, and an electric motorbike. Skeptics say the Vietnamese prefer foreign brands and that it will take people a long time to trust a local brand. The prime minister reinforced the importance of strengthening VinFast's brand identity. Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc.
Each car reflects the philosophy of its manufacturer's country, such as the durability of Japanese cars, the reliability of German cars, the skillfulness of Korean cars. VinFast needs to create the Vietnamese identity on its cars.
VinFast says its initial goal is to produce 250,000 of the Fadil model per year. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.